The next few Mishnayos talk about what to do in a case where one has a doubtful Bechor. An animal which is possibly the firstborn of its mother, or possibly not. And there are really two totally different things which need to be taken into account of. One is the monetary right which the Kohen has to claim a Bechor from the Yisrael, from the regular Jew. And the second point is the fact that it is forbidden to use a bechor, a firstborn animal, has sanctity to it, and it's forbidden to use it for one's own benefit. Even the Kohen, once he receives it, can only really slaughter it in order to eat it. And all the more so the Yisrael, the Jew who is giving it, cannot do anything with the animal. And these two different points which need to be taken into account of have two totally different ways of dealing with them. Regarding monetary matters, the rule regarding any doubtful case is always Hamitz Mechaveiro Olav Haraya, that the one who currently has the money is allowed to keep it until the other person can prove that he's entitled to take that money from him. And as such, regarding the monetary doubt which we have over here, the Kohen is not able to take the Bechor from the Yisrael. Since this is a case of doubt, and the Kohen does not have a proof that it is indeed a firstborn, he's not able to exact that animal from the Yisrael owner. However, the additional thing which needs to be taken into account of is the fact that it is perhaps forbidden to use this animal. And for non-monetary matters, we have the regular law which applies to all other laws of the Torah, that Sofek D'Oraisa L'Chumra, a doubtful prohibition mid-Oraisa, needs to be treated stringently. And therefore, out of doubt, it will be forbidden to use that firstborn, in case it is the firstborn, but at the same time, it is also forbidden to bring that as a korban. We don't say, out of doubt, be stringent and bring it and give it to a kohen to bring it as a korban. Because if it's not the firstborn, then it's forbidden to bring it as a korban. One can't bring a non-holy item as a korban. And therefore, the rule which we're going to see is that one needs to leave the animal to develop a wound by itself. You can't give a wound to the animal yourself, because if it is indeed a korban, it's forbidden to invalidate a korban directly. And therefore, the owner needs to leave it to pasture until it develops a wound and becomes invalidated from being born as a korban. And at that point, it becomes only a monetary right which the kohen has to collect that animal. And he's not able to do so because of the rule of Hametz Mechaveiro Olav Haraya. Then in order to take that item of value from somebody else, he needs to prove that he's entitled to it. And therefore the Jewish owner can keep it. That having been said, he would still be bound out of doubt by the restrictions which apply to using a firstborn which has a wound. For example, it cannot be worked, one cannot shear the animal. However, he would be able to slaughter it and eat it himself. Begins the Mishnah, Rochel Shelo Bikra, a sheep, a female sheep, which has never before given birth. This animal has not yet given birth to her firstborn, the oldest is Zacharim, and she gives birth to two male animals. Two male sheep, Vyotzu Shnei Roshein Ke'echod, and both of the heads of either animal come out together at the same time. Rabbi Yosef Aglili says, Shneim Lakoyim, both animals need to be given to a Koyin. Shneim, as the Pasuk says, has Zacharim LaHashem. The male ones, the male firstborns, will be given to Hashem. We see from here that it's possible to have a case where there are multiple males, in the plural, which both gain the status of being the firstborn of the same mother, such as this case where it's considered to be that they both were born at exactly the same time, and therefore we don't say that neither of them are the firstborn, or we're unsure which one is the firstborn, but rather, both of them are considered to be the firstborn animal, the firstborn animals, which opened up the womb of the mother sheep. However, the Chachomim say, Efshar, this is impossible that the two heads came out at exactly the same time. The opinion of the Chachomim is that Efshar Litzamtzem. It is impossible to be totally, totally exact in measuring this, and that they were literally born at exactly the same time. And this concept of Efshar Litzamtzem is a general concept that in general we assume that things cannot be exactly precise to such a degree. Rather, it is assumed that one of them was born first. We're just unsure which one is the firstborn. And therefore, this is a case of two animals, where one of them is certainly a firstborn and one of them is not. And as a result, rather, one of them can be kept by the person, the Jewish owner, and one of them needs to be given to a Kohen. The question is, which one is given to the Kohen? Rabbi Tarfon, and Rabbi Tarfon says, HaKohen Bar Lo Sayofa, the Kohen is able to choose the better quality animal. And although this seems to go against the rule of Hamotzi Mechaver Olav Haraya, that the one who's trying to take money from somebody else, he's the one who needs to prove that he's entitled to that money. And so in this case, we should say that until he cannot prove it, he'll only receive the smaller, the lower value animal, because he cannot prove that he's entitled to any more than that. However, the opinion of Rabbi Tarfon is that we assume that the better quality animal was the one who actually was born first. It's more likely that that animal had more strength. That's the animal which would have pushed through the womb more than the other one, and therefore, according to Rabbi Tarfon, it's not an equal doubt. There is more likelihood that it's this animal which is actually the firstborn, and as such, that is the animal which is given to the Kohen. However, Rabbi Akiva says, Meshamnin Beneyem, which the Gemara translates to mean that the better, fatter one is the matter which is between them, meaning their argument is regarding the fatter one, who can receive the fatter, more valuable animal. And if that's the argument, then we go with the regular rule of Hametz Mechavei Olav Haraya. So the Kohen cannot take the better quality animal from the Yisrael, from this Jewish owner. However, he is able to take the smaller animal because at least that he is entitled to, at least that value. The Asheni and the second animal could still be a Bukhar, it could still be a firstborn. And therefore, like we explained, in this case of a doubtful firstborn, Yirachi Stoiv, it needs to be allowed to pasture and roam about until it develops a wound which would invalidate it from being bought as a korban, and then the owner is able to keep it for himself and slaughter the animal and eat it for himself. V'chayv matanos. And the owner, when he slaughters this animal, is obligated to separate from it the gifts of the front right leg, the jaws, and the stomach of the animal, which are the parts of an animal which need to be given to a kohen when being slaughtered. And this only applies to an animal which is not holy, which is not a b'chor, for example. It's not a firstborn. Now, this is a bit difficult to understand, because we're talking about an animal which is possibly a firstborn, possibly not, which means that there is possibly an obligation, possibly an exemption from giving these parts of the animal to the Kohen, and only possibly he's obligated. And since this is certainly only a monetary right, we should go according to the rule of Hametz Mechaver Olav Haraya, and the Kohen should not be able to take these parts of the animal. So why is the Mishnah saying that the Jewish owner is obligated to give these parts of the animal to the Kohen? And the answer the Gemara explains is because the only reason why you would not be obligated to give this part of the animal to the Kohen is if you say that the animal is a firstborn. But to the extent that you're saying it's a firstborn, so then you have to give the entire animal to the Kohen. So here you have a doubt as to whether the Kohen has a right to the entire animal or only to this part of the animal. But either way, he's got a right to this part of the animal, and therefore certainly that part needs to be given to the Kohen. Now, once we've explained that, the next opinion becomes puzzling. Rabbi Yossi Poiter. Rabbi says that he's exempt from giving these parts of the animal to the Kohen. Why is that? Surely these parts of the animal certainly belong to the Kohen. The answer is, and the truth is, this is almost explicitly stated in Mishnah Ches, that Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion that in such a case we have two animals, well, one of them is certainly a firstborn and one of them is not. So you give one of the animals to the Kohen. The way we view this arrangement is that it's as if the Kohen received the firstborn and then sold it back to the Kohen in exchange for the other animal. Now, this is really only the case if the Kohen didn't end up receiving the actual firstborn. The point of Rabbi Yossi is that if he received the actual firstborn, then great. However, since there's an option that he did not receive the firstborn, but rather the other animal, we therefore view it as if he received the firstborn and then sold it back, exchanged it for the other animal with the Yisrael, the Jewish owner. Be it as it may, the animal which is now in the hands of the Jewish owner, either it's not the firstborn animal, or it's the firstborn animal but which was already given to the Kohen and then he received back in exchange for the other animal. So according to the option that this is indeed the firstborn, then there is no obligation at all to give it to the Kohen. We view it as if it was already given to the Kohen and the Kohen gave it back to the Jewish owner. And as such, we now have two different options. Either the animal is not a firstborn and he's obligated to give these parts of the animal to the Kohen when he slaughters it, the front leg and the jaws and the stomach. Or it is the firstborn, and he's totally exempt from giving any of it to the Kohen. And because of that, the rule of Hametz Mechave Olav Haraya would state that the Kohen would not receive anything since he cannot prove that he's entitled to those parts of the animal. Continues the Mishnah, Meiser Mehem, what happens if before he managed to do anything, we have these two animals, one of them is a Bechor, one of them is not, and one of them died? So according to the opinion of Rabbi Tarfon earlier on in this Mishnah, that the more valuable animal is given to the Kohen. So it's very clear which animal died, the Kohen's animal or the Jewish owner's animal. We view it as if the more valuable one belongs to the Kohen. If that's the one which died, then the Kohen would not receive anything. If it's the other one which died, the Kohen would receive the remaining animal. However, surprisingly, Rabbi Tarfon says, Yachloiku. They should split the value of the remaining animal. And the Gemara fascinatingly explains that Rabbi Tarfon actually retracted his original opinion that the more valuable one is given to the Kohen, and he says that actually it's a doubt, and the value of both animals put together needs to be split. So automatically the same applies if one animal died, the remaining animal's value would be split between them. However, Rabbi Akiva says, consistent with his opinion before, that the Kohen can only claim the smaller animal, and in this case he will not be able to claim any animal. Because Hametz Mechave Olav Haraya, the one who's trying to take something from somebody else, he's the one who needs to prove that he's entitled to it. And in this case, the Jewish owner can always turn around to him and say that the animal which died might have been the Bechor, the firstborn, and therefore you cannot take anything from me, and that is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Alright, and ends off the Mishnah, Zohar and Akiva, if the two animals which came out of the mother, one of them was a male animal, one of them was a female animal. So in this case, it's not as if we have two animals, or one of them is certainly a firstborn, and therefore the Kohen certainly has a right to at least one of the animals. In this case, since one of the animals is a female animal, which does not receive the sanctity of a firstborn, there is a doubt as to whether the Kohen is entitled to anything at all. And therefore in this case, everybody agrees that Ein Kan LaKohen Klum, the Kohen cannot receive anything because of the rule of Hametz Mechave Olav Haraya. Now, it should just be noted that even according to the opinion of Rabbi Yisai Galili at the beginning of the previous Mishnah, that it's possible for both animals to be considered the firstborn, because maybe they both came out at exactly the same time. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yisai Galili, seemingly we should say in this case that one of the animals is certainly a firstborn, the male animal, and we should give the male animal to the Kohen. The answer is that even Rabbi Yisai Galili said that only in a case where both animals are fitting to be considered a Bechor. If both animals were male, so both of them receive that status of being a firstborn. However, in a case where one of the animals which open up the womb at that same time cannot gain the status of being a firstborn, a Bechor, then interestingly, neither of the animals would be considered a firstborn. They would not get that status, because in a case where two animals came out at the same time, they would only both be considered the firstborns if they are both fitting to have that status. Mishnah Zayin, Shtei Rechelis Shlo Bikru, if you have two sheep which have not yet given birth to their firstborn animal, Yoldu Shnei Zechorim, and they give birth to two male animals, no Sein Shnei LaKohen, we give both of them to the Kohen, since it is assumed that one of them came out of this animal, and the other one came out of the other animal, Zohar and Akeva. If we see a male animal and a female animal which have been born from these two mother sheep, once again we assume that each of them came out of a different mother, and Hazochel HaKoyen, the male one, would be given to a Koyen, which is the regular law by a male firstborn, Shnei Zohar and Akeva. What happens if there are two male animals, two male sheep, and one female sheep? So at least one of the firstborn animals is a male, and therefore needs to be given to the Kohen. The doubt is regarding the second animal, whether it's a male or a female. In other words, whether it is a firstborn which the Kohen will receive, or whether it is a female animal which would not need to be given to the Kohen, and therefore is exactly the same as the previous Mishnah. A doubt as to whether the animal is a firstborn or not. And so we have a repetition of the previous Mishnah, Echad Loi Bechel HaKohen, one of them is kept by the owner, and one of the animals needs to be given to the Kohen, and Rabbi Tarfon says, HaKohen Lo'el Asai Ofer, the Kohen is able to choose for himself the more valuable item, the more valuable sheep. In this case, Rabbi Tarfon's reason is because we assume that the animal which was born by itself, and not with another animal, is the one which is going to be fatter and of better quality. So he's able to assume that it is that male sheep which was the one which was born by itself, and not together with the female sheep, in which case it would be exempt. However, Rabbi Akiva says, we don't take that into account, and it's considered to be a regular doubt. Meshamnin b'nehen, and they are fighting, they are arguing about the better quality animal. And so the regular rule of Hamitzi Mechaver Olav Haraya applies, and the Kohen would not receive the more valuable item, since he cannot prove it, so he'd only receive the less valuable of the two male animals. V'hasheni, and the second male sheep, Yirat Yistoiv, should be left to pasture and graze until it develops a wound, at which point the sanctity of a korban would be removed from the animal, and the owner may benefit from it by slaughtering it and eating the meat. And the owner would be obligated to give the gifts of the front right leg and the jaws and the stomach for the reason that we explained in the previous Mishnah, since the Kohen at least has a right to that part of the animal. However, Rabbi Yossi exempts the owner from giving those gifts to the Kohen. What happens if Meis Echa Mehem, one of the male animals, dies before they manage to do anything? Rabbi Tarfon says, Yachloiku, they should split the remaining animal. And just like in the previous Mishnah, Rabbi Tarfon retracted his opinion that he said originally that the more valuable one is the one which belongs to the Kohen, and he actually holds that it needs to be split. Rabbi Akiva says something to Mechavel of Araya, the one who is trying to take something from somebody else, i.e. the Kohen, he needs to bring a proof that he's entitled to it. And as long as the Israel, the Jewish owner, is able to claim that perhaps the one which died was the one which was the firstborn, you can therefore not take anything from the remaining alive animal. Alright, what happens if Shtein Kibbutz Zohar, if there are two female animals and only one male animal? That means that there's a doubt as to whether the Kohen is entitled to anything. Because it could be that both firstborn animals were the female ones, Shnei Zohar and Shtein Kibbutz, or even if there are two male sheep and two female sheep, in Kana Kohen Klum, the Kohen cannot take anything, since there's a doubt as to whether there's a firstborn over here at all. So the rule of Hametz Mechaveh Olav Haraya would state that the Kohen would not receive anything without any further proof. Mishnah Ches, if there are two female mother animals, Achas Bikra, Achas Shaloi Bikra, one of them has already given birth to her firstborn, and therefore the next child which will come out is not given to the Kohen, but one of the mother animals, has not yet given birth to her firstborn, and therefore the animal which will be born from her does need to be given to the Kohen. And between them, the older Shnei Zechorim, they give birth to two male animals, Echad Lo Vechad LaKohen, one of the animals is kept by the owner, and one of them is given to the Kohen. This is essentially another quite obvious case where we have two animals. One of them is a Bechor, a firstborn, and one of them is not. So we have identical laws to the previous two Mishnayos. Rabbi Tarfon says, the Kohen is able to choose the more valuable one. In this case, Rabbi Tarfon's reason is that it is assumed that an animal which has never given birth before gives birth to a more valuable, fatter animal. So it's on equal doubt, and therefore the Kohen can take the one which is presumed to have come out first, to be the firstborn. Rabbi Akiva says, Meshamnim b'nehem, their argument is about the more valuable animal, and the rule of Hametz Mechaveh Olav Haraya states that the Kohen cannot take the more valuable one. He cannot prove that he's entitled to any more than the less valuable one, and therefore that's all he can take. Vasheni, and the second remaining animal, which is in the hands of the Jewish owner, Yirat Yistoiv, should be left to graze until it develops a wound, which would invalidate it from being a korban, according to the option that this is the firstborn animal. And the owner is obligated to give the gifts of the front right leg and the jaws and the stomach of the animal to a Kohen, since he's entitled to at least that part of the animal. However, Rabbi Yossi says that he is exempt. Shehoyer Rabbi Oimer, because Rabbi Yossi would say that in this case of two animals, so one of them is certainly a Bechor and one of them is not, we view it as if either the Kohen received the firstborn, or he received the other animal, which we view it as if he received the firstborn and then exchanged it for the other animal. And therefore, Kol Sheh Chalifa B'Yad Kohen, any doubtful firstborn which was sort of exchanged, at least that's how we view it, and the one which it was exchanged for is in the hands of the Kohen, Potzman Amatonais, that animal would be exempt from these gifts of the stomach and the front right leg and the jaws, for the reason that we explained in more detail a couple of Mishnayos ago. Rav Meir Machayev, however, Meir says, like the Tanakama, that he is obligated to give these gifts to a Kohen. Alright, what happens if, before he manages to do anything, Meis Echa Mehem, one of the animals dies? Rabbi Tarfon Omer. Rabbi Tarfon says, Yachloiku, the remaining alive animal should be split between them. Rabbi Akiva says, Meis Mechavel of Haraya, the Kohen who is trying to take it from the Jewish owner needs to bring a proof that he's entitled to it, and until he does so, it is assumed that possibly the dead animal was the one which would go to the Kohen, and therefore the Kohen cannot take anything of the alive animal. All of this having been said, if the two animals which we see in front of us are Zohar and Akeva, a male animal and a female animal, that means that possibly the firstborn was the female. Which means that there is a doubt as to whether the Kohen is entitled to anything, because it could be there's no firstborn over here, no firstborn male, and therefore in Kana Kohen Klum, the Kohen would not receive anything because of the rule of Hametz Mechavero Olav Haraya. Mishnah Tes, as well as being a firstborn male animal, the Bchor, the Torah says, is called Peter Rechem, the animal which opened the womb of its mother. And because of that, if an animal is a firstborn, let's say it's a firstborn male, however, it was born via a caesarean. The womb was cut open as opposed to the animal itself pushing through. In this case, it could very well be that it's not considered to be Peter Rechem, the animal which opened the womb. So Yotze Dofen v'Habo Acharov, an animal which was born via a caesarean, and the next animal which is born from that mother. Rabbi Tarfon says, Rabbi Tarfon is of doubt as to whether this animal is considered to be a firstborn or not. And according to the option that it is not, that means that the next animal which did open the womb naturally is considered to be the first animal which opened the womb of the mother. And so both of these animals are possibly the firstborn, possibly not. So Shnei Miyotei Stavu, both of the animals should be left to graze until they develop a wound, via Ochrubimun Abaylim. And then the owner can eat either one for himself once they have a wound. Now, why don't we say like in the previous Frumishnayas, where one of these animals is certainly a Bechor, one of them is not, so we should go through the whole process of the past Frumishnayas? The answer is that actually the doubt of Rabbi Tarfon is whether it is enough to have either the firstborn or to be the first animal which opened up the womb of the mother, in which case both animals would actually be considered a firstborn and need to be given to a Kohen. Or the other side of his doubt is that both conditions are necessary. It needs to be the firstborn and the first animal which opens up its mother's womb. And in that case, neither of these animals would be considered a firstborn. So each one of these animals is possibly a firstborn, possibly not, and therefore the rule of Hametz Mechaveh Olav Haraya would state that he can keep both animals. However, Rabbi Akiva is certain that the only type of animal which gains the status of a Bechor is a firstborn which opens up the womb of the mother. And therefore, Rabbi Akiva says, Shnei Inam Bechor, both animals would not be considered a firstborn which would need to be given to a Kohen, Harishain, the first animal, Mishum Sheinu Petarechem, because it didn't open the mother's womb. Sheini, and the second animal, Mishum Shekadome Acher, since a different animal preceded that animal, it is not considered the firstborn. And there's not even a doubt over here, according to Rabbi Akiva.